Watson Hall presents
Trail of the Loathsome Slime with Nick Marsh as the Keeper of Arcane Law.
I'm not really a chocolate lover anyway.
More of a chocolate fighter. Thank you everyone on that one.
What? Okay, yeah, I set that up, didn't I? I deliberately set that up. I will lie. Does anyone remember what happened last week?
We were on
an island.
We turned up. We found a snail trail of destruction.
Yes, Griffin Island is sans the 5 million penguins that it's supposed to have. There are maybe a few thousand.
It doesn't even have a griffin, so really it's pretty much off the cruise list. Now,
no griffins,
it?
Not many penguins.
Maybe it did have griffins, but they were eaten by the penguins.
Christ, I'm glad the penguins aren't around
possible.
In that case.
Did the RuneQuest griffin man did have griffins? I can't remember.
I think so, yeah.
I will point out,
RuneQuest does have
once
griffins.
Again, in case you'd forgotten, the surviving penguins aren't nesting and seem to be dazed and confused.
But they don't fall over backwards when a plane goes crap.
Well, unfortunately, neither did the other ones. It was an urban
myth. I thought you were about to say neither did the Irish, then. Mm. I was about to upbraid you for a racist
RAF. Thing.
Yeah, the RAF. If RAF crew fell over backwards every time a plane went overhead, we'd be a pretty sorry excuse for an Air Force, wouldn't it?
Arnold has gone missing and has a rifle.
Yes.
Assault rifle of some kind.
We have located a line of cliffs on the northeast of the island, probably what Hamilton was talking about. Maybe Arnold is a secret cultist and is looking for the treasure.
Well, I mean, somebody had to be. My money would have all of them, personally, but...
Now, I wanted to get some of the wreckage of the destroyed hut, get some of the wood, pick up any things like if we've got some old tyres or damaged rubber goods or anything like that, and some fuel, and make a signal fire basically down towards where the ship is, something that will burn really well and long and, you know, thick oily black smoke, so it'll actually be seen instead of the wisps of white against the white wispy land.
You have put up a signal balloon as well, remember?
Yes, yeah. I just want to make sure that if in if we need to, we can trigger
what
this thing. So,
That's white, I think.
Oh God!
Or silver.
It's got the signal pulsy thing on
it. It has got a signal pulsy thing on it.
But it's probably going to be much easier for somebody to zero in on, we've got a flare, but that disappears very quickly, and a huge column of thick black smoke is probably a giveaway.
Be another column of thick black smoke when the rescue helicopter's chopper blades got tied in with a balloon that they didn't see.
Yes, well, enough foreshadowing.
You can set up a fire on the beach. You had currently sort of...
I wasn't referring to it as a beach. That just doesn't seem... Quite...
On the shore, the stony shore, next to the Epsilon Pioneer. You had sort of packed a bag ready to trek the fairly short kind of 20, 30-minute trek across the island to the cliffs that Sandy had seen.
Yeah.
Ophelia... At the end of last session, at least, had said she was going to stay behind and repair the boat. She could also tend to the fire.
We're talking on walkie-talkie, so if you see something exciting or you need my help, just give me a shout.
Unless there's
we're not
something
gonna light
in between.
The fire yet, obviously. There's no point until we know somebody's approaching if we see them or get a regular message.
It's not going to get dark until probably about 10 p.m. It's about...
We've got a small boat, haven't we, as well?
Yeah, you've got a number of, I've forgotten the word. We'll just say boat.
Launches.
Launches is the
gondolas.
One. I think you've got two launches Hoppercraft. And several lifeboats as well. Inflatable life rafts. Yes, we exposed my lack of seamen in knowledge last time. Yes, the life rafts are not the same as the launches.
You're wearing
why
a Gansy,
would they be?
Though. That's very, very,
I'm wearing a Gandy.
Gansy.
Yes.
You know, so that's very sort of fisherman
type.
He
doesn't know what a Gansey is.
I do.
No, he doesn't.
He was a big figure in Indian independence.
No.
It
was Gandhi.
It was your jumper, your sweater, your jumper. Pull over.
He's wearing a sweatshirt, not a Gansey.
That says
88 miles an hour.
Right.
I've been out the number of times I've
been out. That's a jumper, though, isn't
what
it?
What is 88 miles an hour? It's a jumper.
Yeah, there you go. It's Gansey.
It's not.
It's knitted. It's not a sweatshirt.
What's the pattern on it?
It's probably made of nylon.
Oh, it's ribbed, God. I think.
Yeah, Gansey's aren't ribbed. Gansey's have got a pattern in them. No, they're not. Gansey's have a pattern knitted in them.
Well, this one is ribbed for my pleasure. Anyway.
I thought they were the ones that were...
Oh my God, enough Gansey talk! The next person who says a Gansey thing is going to lose a D100 sanity.
You know you'd roll a one, don't you?
What are you doing? You've made a fire, you haven't lit it.
Well, no, of course, not going to light it, because it won't burn for that long, so we can't just keep it going. There isn't that much hut, I imagine. I don't really want inside of the ship.
I mean,
yet.
It's a big ship. There's plenty of stuff on it to burn.
But if you're trying to keep a fire going continually, it's surprising how quickly.
Well,
it goes
getting the a lot. And in fact, they're probably a lot of the bunks and things are metallic. But there's cloth. There's plenty of fuel.
Yeah, things
you
like
could
the
probably,
mattresses and.
You could probably rig up a slow burning oil can somehow. If any of you have any knowledge of. Chemistry or explosives or something like that.
I don't think there's any need to get that dangerous, really. So we'll be fine. And once that's done, I guess I'm going to head out to... Did everyone else carry on to try and chase the guy down? Or
No, you're all met back.
Right.
So
the question
is,
do we get some sleep first, or do we head out now?
I think we head out now.
Yeah, you've got a good... 4 or 5 hours left of daylight.
Yeah. Who's got the very pistol? Who's armed with anything else? I've got a rifle picked up.
I've got the very pistol.
There was a revolver, wasn't there? What happened to that? Mm,
there was a revolver? There is a revolver. Shandy's got the shotgun.
Mm-hmm. I believe. I have a need.
Right. Ophelia, did you have the revolver?
No, I am gun free. I'm not really a gun.
Gun free. Well, it's for defence, you know, for penguin self-defence against penguins.
My gun skill is
not that many penguins, and if there were 5 million penguins here, a pistol would not help.
No, the great thing is if a penguin charges you, unless it starts to do that toboggan thing, you're okay on time. You don't have to rush. If they do the toboggan thing, you really need to move.
I have no shooting skill.
What at all? It's got a base, hasn't it?
You've got base.
Yeah, well, on this character sheet, I don't have the skill either. So.
Oh, right.
No, you're a computer programmer with a surprising penchant for an axe.
Something, if nothing else, that it makes quite a loud bang that you guys would go, oh, I wonder what that bang was.
Oliver's still holding the axe.
That's the sound of somebody shooting her foot off.
No,
I suspect that's the sound of somebody holding a gun, shooting, and then suddenly going backwards over the...
Tom knows enough about guns to give you a very quick rundown in here's how not to shoot yourself with this gun.
Cool.
So you're keeping the pistol, are you? Probably makes sense because it's going to be a revolver, so you're much less likely to accidentally shoot yourself with that. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to worry with... fiddly safety type things.
Yeah.
If it's just you working on the boat, Ophelia, I guess you can patch it up enough that it's not going to flood when the tide comes back in, but it's going to take, well, it's 50 man hours of work to make it seaworthy. Or woman hours.
To be honest, an awful lot of tarp and an awful lot of duct tape is basically being involved at this point.
You're basically currently pumping it out and making it semi-watertight.
Forgotten the term for it. Is it a fothering sail? Is it that put some ropes on an old sail and go under the keel with it and pull it down? Is it fothering? It's something a word like a bit that. Like that.
Are you? I don't know. Don't ask me.
Rather sadly, I think they actually talk about it in Swallows and Amazons.
The ship, going back to our story for the minute, the ship is not, it's run aground, but it's not like, probably about two thirds of the ship, the back of the ship is still in the water. It's just the front that's in it. So it will be possible to refloat it, which is why it didn't fall, one of the reasons it didn't fall over when the low tide tiddled. And you are getting back to low tide again. Now you arrived at low tide, it's been up a bit in the day, and now it's receding again.
Right, so we need a very simple sort of pulk that we can pull. If we haven't actually got
keep
one...
Keep using these clever words. What's a pulk?
It's a pulk. It's like a toboggan that you pull behind you.
We'll call it a toboggan then.
Or a sled.
All right, let's call it a sled.
Travol.
Call it a pulk if you want.
Well, I've never heard of a pulk. They don't exist.
You've heard of a polka?
I've heard of a polka.
Same thing.
Same thing. Okay,
you've
right.
heard of pulchritude, haven't you?
I have.
It's completely different, not even from the same base. No relations except for the first three letters. Anyway,
all right, you can pull your pulk.
One of the bulkhead doors might not. Actually, no, they've got spinny things on them and stuff.
You know,
you'll
we can,
have
I mean,
you're
we can
an
just
Antarctic,
get...
basically an Antarctic. You've got sheds, sheds,
we've,
not sheds.
We've got.
You've got
stuff
pulk.
That we
I can
very
see
easily...
why. You've got sleds on board, a few. Oh,
right.
I don't think I said you didn't last week, but screw me. What do I know what I'm talking about? You've got sleds.
Right, okay. So we'll just fasten a rope around there. So if we have to bring back the body, I believe I made the Rocket Ajax joke last time. So we'll just, if we have to bring back the body,
we'll
throw
do.
Him on the sledge. It also means that we can take an emergency.
Oh, it's a sledge now, is it? Sorry, carry on.
We can also take some food and general supplies and a tent and things so that if we get caught out in a storm or something, we'll be okay.
Okay. All right. So who's in the expeditionary for everyone except Ophelia?
I think so.
If Ophelia's happy with that.
So, okay, the others set off across the island past the... the scum-filled, fresh well water in the middle of the island, and you head off towards this area here. Now, what it gets, as you approach it, there's clearly been relatively recent rockfall. So what would have been a sheer cliff is now, at a much lower angle, a big chunk of the cliff has fallen off into the sea. And as you approach and peer down, you can see a small cave about 20 feet down, but it looks like there's kind of rubble and rocks at the bottom of it. You can't see into it from where you are. And then about another 20 feet down from that, there is a wider, taller cave, probably. It's very hard to judge how wide it is, but it looks much wider. The low tide is just sort of lapping at the bottom of this cave as you look down.
Right, so the first one is then just under halfway down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But the tide's going to go down another, well, probably 2 metres, maybe, from this point.
Is there enough vegetation to see where the high tide line is? It might be if the collapse is recent, it might not have had time to grow back yet.
Yeah, it hasn't. But you can sort of extrapolate from surrounding areas. You think at high tide, the higher cave will not be underwater, but the lower cave that you're looking at almost certainly will be.
Right.
I wonder if. This slime has some way connected with this recent disturbance.
What? You think something's changed its habitat because it's been trapped here or forced to move from its usual feeding ground or something?
Possibly. It might explain where these penguins have gone.
It's an awfully weird... I mean, I know you get giant snails, but this is sort of...
But they're in Africa.
Yeah.
Some sort of enormous squid,
says the walkie-talkie.
Well, but then it ought to be dead.
Thank you. Thank you. Are you how regularly are you guys checking? Are you talking? You've got plenty of battery. Maybe if you go inside a cave, it's possible that will
interfere. I'm in a cave.
Probably not, because you're still quite close as far as walkie-talkies go, but you can't be sure.
Well, we don't need to communicate, I don't think, unless there's a real need to. We could just say we'll do an hour check-in. You know, just both sides. You know, we can call... Well, yeah, we can call, because you're really in the middle of something, so there's more likelihood that one of us will actually remember to call on the hour, and then you can just reply, and we'll just do that. Keep it short, keep the batteries, and no chit-chat, so you can actually get the ship in good shape.
Okay. Ophelia, what are you... You're basically generally carrying on repair. Are you taking any... You've got a gun. Have you got any precautions? Or you tell me anything you're doing other than taping up the ship and rubbing glue tack on it or whatever.
It's looking at that. is there? I mean, there'll be a radar on a ship this big, even from back then.
Yes, yeah. You'd have to. It's on the. It's not a portable radar
in
any way.
On the bridge, but basically.
And I think the radar tower. Oh no, the radio's been damaged. The radar tower is the radar
mast
thing.
Spinny thing.
Well, the spinny thing. Yeah.
Dish.
Great. Yeah, they're still in service in the '80s.
Is fine. You would have to be running the generator, but that shouldn't be a problem. You've got plenty of fuel, so it shouldn't be a problem.
Well, I mean, keep saying that.
Well, okay.
I mean, not going to have plenty of fuel.
I'm going to double check how much fuel we've got. If it looks like we've got a decent amount, I will actually get the jetty going.
Ah, a manifest. Okay, I will give you this list of 30 items to check. Okay,
but
you are
for pemmican.
You are I guess you're mostly on board the ship then, particularly as the tide's not quite low enough to be hammering away at the outside, so you're mostly on the inside working out. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, to be honest, I mean, working my way down anyway, because with repairs, mostly because that way the water drains out the holes.
Yeah. Alright, that's fine. Continue with the expedition then.
Okay. Have a poke in that upper hole.
I love it when he talks to us.
Dear. I just expect better from Roger, but there's no reason for that. I don't know why. just a vain hope, I suppose.
He's as corrupted as the rest of us.
There's no expectation about me, I noticed. All right, carry on. Let's
no idea what we're talking about.
All right,
you're just one step above.
Now you could. Hey, you were. You reckon that before the cliff collapse, you probably would have needed climbing gear and crampons and, you know, that stuff. That's all. That's
but
the
now
one climbing
a set
gear.
Of stairs.
You will be able to stumble down. It will be a bit.
A little bit what?
Yeah.
Well, perhaps we should lower the first person down with a rope. So
I'm assuming you have brought ropes with you, knowing you were going.
Well,
to
Well, that's what I said. You know, on the pole.
As you said, we kind of have that sort of kit.
If nothing else, we can tie together some guy ropes, which I'm sure you'll be happy to trust whoever's going down first. It's probably going to be me, isn't it? Because I'm the only person with any.
It's a bloody patriarchy. Why is it always guy ropes?
We might also want to whoever's going down first goes on a rope, and if it all looks okay, fasten that rope in so that if we need to get out in a hurry,
or just
we've got
to
a rope
give
to...
us a bit of
it
help.
It will certainly
come on
speed
back
you up. Yeah. It's not like near vertical, but even grabbing
it's
a
just,
rope.
We don't
on any
we don't
grade,
know how stable this surface is, and if it starts to go, I'd rather have a rope there, and you know, what kind of. Abseiling down, almost.
All right, who's going down?
I would suggest the first person should probably be Tom, because he's got experience of this sort of thing. I don't know if anybody else has.
Another clue, mate.
I think Tom has got a climbing skill.
Yeah, well, certainly. Only 40%, which is, I think, standard.
Yeah.
I don't quite know what he did in the army, but it's mostly avoiding any training. But yeah, since I don't actually need to be climbing, apparently, you can largely scramble down. I don't need to roll it, so we're okay.
No, if you're going slowly and carefully, genuinely, there's no need to roll, nor indeed any possibility of ticking a box. Okay, Tom, you get down to the first entrance. It's quite a narrow passage, so it's a small entrance, big enough to fit sort of one person abreast. However, as you get down to that level, it has been filled up with stones, and by filled up, clearly, deliberately filled up with stones,
like dry stone wall type thing.
Not as
I don't mean as
not artisanal in any way, but yes, it's been cemented, but it's been jammed up.
They've done the best with what they've got. Okay,
yes,
completely filled up, or just have they made sort of a
you can't see any further. So how deep it goes, you don't know. But it's
see whether it's from the inside it's been filled.
Certainly, what's your dry stone masonry skill?
Fred, I can't tell you whether I'm a mason or not.
has this funny ring.
You can have an inch by three roll if you like.
Okay, we'll try that. As I recall, I'm a bit on the thick side, but so I need 36 and I've rolled 19. That's better.
No, 19.
From the outside.
Ah.
Sealing something in?
Yes, that makes me less keen on on doing it.
To see what's going on.
Right. And you said it's now only partially walled off?
No, it's full of stone.
Okay. Any slime around here?
You can... Yeah, the entrance to the I mean, it only goes a few feet in, but you can see around the edge is very kind of dried out. Again, this kind of seaweedy feeling to it, but it's definitely not seaweed. Mm. It's all dried up and
so I'd crusty. Estimate it's been there a while compared to the other slime we saw.
Yes. Probably longer than the rest of the slime you saw. Probably.
So, what would
what's
you
your
either...
natural history or biology?
Well, crap,
or...
I would imagine, but natural history's 10. Oh, yeah. Biology's 1, so I'll have a quick roll on natural history, if you like.
I have a fair bit more natural history. I could take a
80.
Look.
Don't know. Maybe it's just it's been in the sun all day.
I'll clamber back up and give everyone a...
Are you leaving the rope down there and coming up without the rope?
Well, I'm coming up using the rope. It's still at the top, isn't it?
Yeah,
holding at the top, so I'm going to use it to just make climb back up easier.
Okay, so it wasn't tied around you in the first place.
It's no, just you put it behind you and just,
that's fine. Yep.
Lay down.
Okay.
I don't want to be actually tied onto it, because if I swung in front of a cavern that had some horrendous creature in, I might get bitten in half. We don't want that. Too soon. Right, well, somebody has walled something in. They could perhaps have put some equipment in there, or walled a person up in there, who knows, or some sort of animal, or maybe they've just decided it's possibly where this slimy thing came from, because there appears to be signs that it's come through there at some point.
I mean, you guys, it's not like... it's not cemented. You guys could probably clear that yourselves.
Yeah, which makes me think that anything as big as makes that slime trail could just knock it out of the way anyway. But, so we can either dismantle the wall and try and go in, bearing in mind it could possibly be a trap. We go in, somebody comes up behind us. Or we can look elsewhere.
Well, there's a second cave further down. which you haven't investigated currently.
But that's more of a time limit.
Yeah, I wonder if the two are connected in any way. Do you want to try going further down? And do you think it's worth the risk?
Can I have a look at the cave entrance? Because I have rather more naturalist.
Okay.
Yeah, is there space around for several of us, or is it kind of a one-person thing?
Yeah, if going down the tunnel would be one person, but...
No, I mean just outside the front of it.
Yeah, that's fine. Again, it's a bit slopey. You want to be there drunk, but yes, you could all gather around there, yes.
And wait until the thrush knocks.
I was thinking of it. Okay. Yeah, all right. Oliver pops down there.
And makes 18 out of 80 on Naturalist.
Yeah, this is really old slime. The other slime, I mean, it's hard to tell, but this is really dried out. Nothing like the other slime. Obviously, the tide hasn't got up this high before, but it's not been used for some time by whatever is producing the slime.
Some sort of mollusk, presumably.
I mean, that's the thing I like about this upper cave. It's all well above the tideline thing.
Well, shall we remove this wall, or at least the top half of it maybe, get in, have a look round with a torch, see if it does connect to the lower cave in any way?
Worth a look. Seems sensible.
We'll take some time.
Mm-hmm.
All right. How many are there of you?
Well, there are four of us out here, or three of us, four of us.
So to half clear it enough that you could maybe wriggle through, Howard Carter style. Horrible things can happen.
One of his suitcases is up for auction, apparently.
Is it?
Yeah. It was in the news today.
Didn't they? They found their latest Thutmose the Second's tomb not very long ago, last week, I think.
Might have found two as well.
Well, I think they've found the cave where his mummy might actually be, but I thought his mummy was already somewhere else anyway, so I'm very confused now. Anyway, never mind that. It will take four of you to half clear it about 30 minutes, actually. So that's not too bad.
That's reasonable to me.
It took somebody quite a while to fasten it all up, then. All right.
Let's have spot hidden from everyone except Ophelia, from whom I'd like a listen roll.
64, nope. That's not good. No, it's not. We will obviously be every hour making our prearranged broadcast.
Still here, nothing to read.
Listen.
Normal success on the spot.
Listen very carefully. No, I've only got 30-something and I've got... I've rolled 56.
Okay. Probably the headphones and the Sony Walkman aren't helping.
Well, no, I wouldn't be that.
No, fair enough. You are alert.
I wouldn't quite go that far.
Okay, you are alert.
One of many alerts.
Who else made that? It was just Oliver, was it, who made the spot hidden?
Well, it wasn't me.
Then you both individually notice, as you're moving rocks, little scrapes on them, which you don't think much of at first until you find little groups of like three or four of them in a little kind of line. They look like claw marks.
Somebody walled up a kitten. Have we got some kind of
fingerprint
sicko Edgar Allan Poe cosplayer group around?
Being dragged backwards.
Unless you have, well, you could have natural history on that, or Cthulhu Mythos, if any of you have it.
I've made natural history, but sadly not unnatural history.
You can't think of any creature that has, it's like human hand size scratches, but
human would have
such a scratchy thing.
It must be some sort of a seal or perhaps unusually large penguins.
Yes, they're commonly wall up. They're like beavers, aren't they? Beavers do
it. Hang on, they wouldn't but that would be their feet. Why would they try and scratch with their feet? I mean, they'd use their
wings.
They're not
going to do it with their wings,
don't
are
have
they?
Claws.
Perhaps, so, perhaps have you never seen chickens scratching?
There's a bunch of them together with their beaks.
Oh my god.
Horrible beaks.
Ducks.
So,
a single three-headed penguin.
In a sort of six-legged race arrangement in a sack or two.
Yeah, getting
and
into
they
the realms of
somebody's
fantasy now,
dragging
James.
Them down, like, I don't know. Like
well, naturally, they would fall over due
at
to
some point
being
during
very bad
this
at six-legged race.
Disturbing discussion. The cave is now half open enough that you could wiggle through or
I'd rather shine a light
through.
In.
Okay, you shine a light into the tunnel beyond.
And point the gun in that direction as well. Sorry, rifle. Can't call them guns, they get shouted at.
You see a tunnel going probably 20 feet in and then sloping downwards.
Hmm.
It is coated with slime like the very vulval passage of the Lord himself.
What?
Why do people...
Yeah, you have to bear in mind that I was never really, like, you know, with conventional Christianity, so I'm not too up on that.
We should talk about that new church you've been going to, Nick.
It is a... It is coated with thick slime.
Fresh,
or
thick.
Basically, the whole walls shine back in your torchlight. Glisten, you might say.
Do you want to know a secret? Right. So that looks a bit fresh then, does it?
Way, it's not desiccated, it's not kind of dried up and shriveled like the slime on the outside.
I think we should wall this back up. Tactically, we're going to be in a really bad situation going down here to see what's at the other end.
I think you're right. This looks rather disturbing.
But what was in there might have escaped, and that might be what's eaten all the penguins.
Yes, but we have to ask then, why has somebody taken quite a long time, because you know how long it took the four of us to take half the stones out? They took an awfully long time to wall this up. Why do that if they think the thing is definitely out and escaped? I'm thinking that this does connect to the other cave, and maybe somebody's tried to wall it in, or whatever's made these scratches, but they don't realise there's another exit.
In which case, that's surely a good tactical position, because he's thinking, you know, nobody's going to come in behind me, because there's no other way into the cave.
But we don't know what we're up against. I mean, we've been making quite a bit of noise for some time, and then shining lights about. That may be enough.
Sorry, who's typing? I'm finding it really hard to hear people. Because it's quite loud.
Right. Okay. Sorry, can we also double check the echo as well? Because that's
I'm
not paying attention because I can't actually hear properly. So.
It started just after Tina connected, but yeah, you know, now is not the time to try to troubleshoot. I think.
Yeah.
John, we can talk through it sometime.
Righto.
Right. Let me know if this is any better. Sorry, I'll come off. I'll drop out if I need to because I actually do need to do this. Sorry, guys.
Just mute your mic, Mark.
Won't help.
Okay.
Right then. So, yeah, I'm just thinking the tactical situation of being in a very narrow slime-covered tunnel. The fact that it's all up the walls and so on suggests that whatever is in there is pretty big, you know.
Giant squid?
Well, it can't be a squid. It's big, but it's as if it's a giant slug.
Some kind of mollusk seems reasonable.
Well, it doesn't really seem reasonable, but it's the only thing that seems to fit.
I mean, it could be a worm, but that seems very unlikely.
Worms aren't as slimy as mollusks.
I confess I have not made a great study of worms.
Alright. Do we give it a go to lower down and have a look in that other cave? I mean, what are we actually looking for, really, here?
Mr. Cultist Man. Now, whatever he's looking for.
Evidence of whatever this supposed cult were doing?
But if he'd gone down further, it does require a rope to go further down, doesn't it?
Not necessarily. You could be let me show you that is the kind of slope we're talking about. Never mind that one that you can't see under the water. So it's doable. Okay. It's doable. Okay. You'd have to be careful. And you would have had to wait till low tide, which has only just occurred.
Right.
Well, this all seems to suggest that he's somewhere else. Or he's been waiting here and just gone in moments before we arrived.
Do you think we should brick this back up or leave it half open?
Can we brick up the lower one as well?
I thought that was quite a bit bigger.
You think so? You haven't been down there yet?
All right, look, let's secure a rope here and I'll go down to the next, get an idea of how stable this this is. And if I found any trouble, I'll give the customary signal of
yelling,
pointless gunfire, shit, and much screaming.
Okay, Tom, you descend another 20 feet. You've got, it's very easy with the rope. It's basically a steep,
it's not
clamber.
Too bad.
This cave is much wider.
Just as slimy?
More slimy, you would say. It is coated in slime. It's probably 20 by 20 feet, roughly circular, with a slightly flat. But there is no evidence that anyone has tried to.
The roof isn't covered in slime, is it?
Yes.
Slugs aren't slimy.
And it
like that,
smells really bad. It smells like a combination of death and Radio 1. It's awful. So, if you make a sanity
Radio
roll.
One roadshow.
I saw Peter Powell at the Radio 1 roadshow. That was a few years ago.
not our Radio 1.
A sand roll, eh?
Yes, it is not.
Well, I hope my sanity's quite
just
good.
Just makes you think of.
Just rolled 73, so let me have a look here. Sanity 55. Oh, bollocks. 55, apparently.
It's really disturbed. There is something wrong.
Charnel.
It does put you in mind of a childhood visit to a slaughterhouse, when your dad took you along to see, you know, what you were made of. Not literally.
But they refused and we had to leave.
Lose 3 points of sanity, please.
Oh, you absolute bastard. Right. Now, let me just think about this before I call everyone else down. I'll take a moment to sort of steady myself. Is there... because you've got all this slime and stuff and muck everywhere, it should be relatively easy to spot if this guy's been down here and gone in, shouldn't it?
You can test that theory by, like, putting a footstep in the slime.
Yeah, okay. What could possibly go wrong?
So you plonk your... army issue boot in the slime and lift it up, and it stays for maybe 5 seconds and then the slime slowly oozes over it again. So,
and there's nothing in the sort of spoil and spill of the landslip? No.
What's your tracking skill?
Well, you see, this is where I excel, because my tracking is 10%, because I apparently mostly stayed in the canteen when I was in the army and did very little. But it's got to be worth a roll, hasn't it?
Yeah, we'll give it a try. Yeah, feel free.
Do you want to see what I've rolled?
Is it 100?
No, it's 8. 0, 8. 0 on the red die. I've actually made... What's the point? We're going to die in a few minutes. Why did they even put an experience system on Cthulhu? I mean, come on.
Even though it kind of comes back you know, it does ooze over the footprint. It leaves a kind of a, you know, it does leave a kind of a tiny divot. And you would have thought you'd see more of that shining a light along the floor. Doesn't look. You are fairly sure no one's been here in the last few hours. So, and certainly, what you're absolutely certain of, if someone had waited till low tide and then suddenly run through just before you got there, you would see something, and you're pretty happy there isn't anything.
Yeah, well, it doesn't look like anybody could just run across this stuff, does it? Probably a bit of heavy going.
As you're looking deeper into the cave, it does slope upwards after about 10 feet.
I think the caves are connected.
It's not.
Right, well, that's put a very different complexion on things.
That's why I lost the sanity crawling into the tube.
It's pretty bad down there. There's no sign that anybody has been there any time recently. So I think he's clearly somewhere else. But the question is where. I mean, can there have been a boat or something hidden around, and he knew about it and has gone out somewhere?
Unless he's... Did we search the boat? We searched the island.
We didn't. I mean, you've been on and off the boat, but no, you didn't.
Ophelia!
Not to worry you, but...
Just a minute, I just need to go get another roll of masking tape.
Before you do that...
I'm just going to investigate this strange footstep-type noise I can hear. It's very annoying.
You are a little bit distracted, Ophelia. Let's have a seamanship roll, or navigate sea, or whatever we call it.
Skills 80-something. Skills. Hello, skills 70-something. Roll 41.
Okay, so... I mean, you do get the call. Sometimes. You're on the call, but you've been slightly unsettled because you've been on and off the ship a little bit, and now you're starting to head out as the tide gets lower. There's it's really hard to put your finger on, but there is something not right about the sea. It is, can't quite, maybe it's that there aren't many gulls around, or just the way it's lapping. You're
is
just
it because
unsettled.
It stays absolutely solid and the buildings wash up and down?
You really can't put your finger on it, but your instinct, you know the sea. This salty water runs in your veins, as it does everyone up to a certain proportion. But, you know, more metaphorically, you are one with the sea, and it feels wrong. It takes you back to the Sunday school lessons about corruption and evil and the devil in the hearts of men, but you can't, you're just really unsettled. You may now continue your call, but that is the frame of mind in which you received this call.
Hope this email finds you well.
Very odd here. It seems just, don't know, just feels really odd down by the boat.
Speaking of, it occurs to us, we did search the island as thoroughly as we could without finding any trace of Arnold, but we did not search the ship.
But we were doing stuff on the ship, though, weren't we?
Not somewhere he could have hidden away?
I'll have a meander round.
But be careful, please. He may be a cannibalistic nutter like the rest of them.
Well, I've got this... That's a good point. For the ones who are still alive, are they still alive now?
If the word bait is hurrying towards your lips.
Well, no. Well, yes.
Out of character, yes.
out of character, in character. No, Amelia's just a little bit concerned that she was infected last night and she doesn't want to be infected again. And she doesn't quite know. She's assumed it was from the food. Those people who were infected and we locked in.
Mm.
Have we heard any noise from them for a while?
Oh, yes.
Are they still going?
No.
Has it all gone very quiet in those rooms?
The doctor explained to you the progression of ergotism. It's not pleasant, but they went through most of it. You're trying not to think about it. Those that are alive
won't be much longer.
They're heading into sort of status epilepticus and trembling, and when you go in and check on them, about half of them are dead. The other half are foaming and frothing and not conscious. I think that'll be a sanity roll for Ophelia.
But I'll also double check to make sure that Arnold isn't amongst them. Oh, but on the other hand, I am batshit crazy. That's another fail. Yeah,
that would over 55. That would have been you if it weren't for Dr. Crippen.
I'm beyond thankful with her.
Oh, that'll be 6 points of sanity. You just lost.
Okay, well, that's more than 10%.
Oh, let's have a idea roll. Is it idea or no? It's no, isn't it?
No, I think it's idea.
Idea. Sure, idea. Let's have an idea roll. Idea. Yeah. It doesn't matter how well educated you are, does it? No. Okay, yeah. Idea roll.
It's all right. I've rolled 14. I know everything.
Oh. okay. Oops. Well, then.
Yeah. Did you ever think anybody could actually go mad on a ship on their own? Well, actually, yes, they can.
Well, let me... I'm going to have to open the 5th edition rule book to the sanity page.
Would you like me to roll?
Yeah. Is it a D10? I think it's a D10.
Is it a D10?
Shanachar.
5. That's not appropriate.
You want to be off this ship. The walls are closing in. You want to be out in the open air. There is this whole place. Maybe the ergotism. Maybe the doctor's wrong. Maybe it's coming from the wall. Maybe it's in the air. The bodies are on the ship. The people are dying on the ship. Get off the ship.
Okay, I want to get up to am I okay on the deck?
You're claustrophobic, so on the deck would be fine. Okay.
And obviously, okay, I'll just grab as much as I can.
Okay, you just head up to the deck. You are claustrophobic to the point of not sane. So you just run up onto the deck and lean over the edge. Are you sane enough to notice the thing? Not yet. Okay, we'll come back to that. Okay, what's everyone else doing? Ophelia, what are you doing on the... let's have a... a luck roll. See if you drop the walkie-talkie when you panic.
I mean, there'll be other radios.
Though many of them have had a screwdriver stirred around in their guts.
Well, I've rolled 28 anyway, so that's fine, yeah.
All right, you let go of it. You don't know where it is, but you find it on your belt, hickey, whatever they call things. It's there. It's still there.
It's almost like it's designed to be basically let go of in an emergency and basically still be attached to you.
It's like an elasticated waistband.
Or a family member.
Yes, both of those things, exactly what it's like. But at the minute you're catching your breath, looking at the stars, and being glad you're not on that death trap.
How am I seeing stars when it's the afternoon?
By the stars, I mean the ones that your own brain is producing inside your head. It's late-ish afternoon. It's starting to duskerate.
So it's about 8, 9 o'clock at night.
Yeah, 7. It's just starting to get dark very, very slowly.
It's the word you're after, crepuscular.
Yes, it's crepuscular.
Then why are you so annoying about pulk as if that is a weird word?
Because I know what crepuscular means. I've never heard of it.
But we're on an island, so it's different. It's sea crepuscular.
Ah.
Yeah, and this is sea sunset, which is different. No, this sunset is many degrees south of the equator, and so it's a very slow sunset. Meanwhile, back at the cliffs, What's happening? Ophelia, well, she wasn't kind of on the radio at that point. She said she was going to check.
I will turn around and let you guys know that I am struggling a little bit.
You will in a minute. At the minute, you're not. You just...
The moment I'm taking lots of deep breaths.
Yes. All will be well. As long as you stay out of that ship.
And rocking backwards and forwards. It's going to be interesting being an engineer.
I was going to say the newly claustrophobic engineer. It was that or a fetish, Mark. And much as we all want to make love to an engine, that wouldn't have seemed appropriate given the situation. Meanwhile, on the cliffs, what's happening?
Well, we need to come to a decision on the strategy in trying to get our man. Do we head elsewhere? Because I can't see any evidence that he's gone into either of these caves.
Yeah,
which, incidentally, I'm convinced connect. Doesn't mean they don't go somewhere else as well.
Where else is there that he might have gone to?
Well, I don't know.
It is rather a problem, isn't it?
He didn't take any unusual gear with him, did he?
I mean, you didn't have a full inventory. The main thing you noticed was the gun had gone.
True, yeah.
He might have grabbed some food, sleeping bag. You wouldn't have noticed that, but
no.
You don't know.
Wouldn't really have looked for that, to be honest. I don't know. We can go in. We haven't exactly got any other leads. I'm just concerned that we've got a few hours until darkness, and there's nothing very appealing about either of these caves. They are, particularly the lower one, very unpleasant.
Yeah.
I mean, could we just leave the guy?
Well, we don't know what he brackets the cultists are trying to get up to.
But is it really going to be anything? I mean... You know, we could be risking our lives here unnecessarily. We're already shipwrecked.
Does any of us have Cthulhu Mythos above zero?
I've just got zero, you know.
Ah, you've just gone mad. You might have more.
I
haven't gone mad.
Ophelia's now got 5% Cthulhu Mythos.
Right.
Oh, right.
Have I?
Insane insight, Ophelia. I think it has to be a Mythos source that drives you mad, actually, so no. Bugger off.
Harsh.
So basically, what you're trying to say is
you weren't like that when you were a player.
I've gone mad for no reason whatsoever.
You've gone mad from your entire crew dying from the disease that you were just recently cured of.
Yeah, well, I mean, apart from that.
Yes, apart from that, no reason at all. Yeah.
So, what do you think, team? What's everybody's thoughts? I don't want to just drag everybody around. Sandy?
Well, there are these two... I think we do need... It's the only thing on the island, isn't it? These tunnels.
Hmm.
Bob? We're going to look for something. I don't see what else there is to look at.
Bob, have you got any thoughts?
Bob is lost in thoughts.
Who is Bob?
Bob is Kate.
The doctor. Just say doctor, not Bob. Sorry, I was... sorting out some banking.
The horror.
Trying to keep sane, you see.
We don't know if we putting these bricks in place is going to lock it in or leave it out.
Well,
it kept
something in.
Yeah.
Because it looks suspiciously like something really wanted to get out, and then there's no trace of it anymore.
So maybe it's out.
I think that thing is out, whatever it is. But this was an attempt by somebody. Well, do we go in here? I mean, this is the easier one to get into. It's not quite as freshly slimed. And we don't have to be quite so far down. We don't have to worry so much about the tide. And I think I've got a fairly... 90%. I think they connect.
I really thought this would be the last session.
I was Let's go. Pretty sure, say 90%, it wouldn't be.
Go in, fire my shotgun while I... No.
If you want to go in, then do so.
I'm not saying I want to go in. I'm trying to get everybody's opinion here. You know, try. There's a bit of a democracy. I mean, it'd be very easy to just say, "Well, look, I'm the one with the military experience. We should do this." But I'm not going to ask you. You didn't sign up to be putting your lives on the line. Although I suppose, in a way, you did.
What?
By being born British.
Well, we all decided to come down here,
except Oliver.
It just honorary.
Well, I was, but you know,
Commonwealth.
In 40 years' time, I won't be anymore.
No, then you won't count as British.
I imagine in 40 years' time, none of us will be British anymore. Certainly not in a position to worry about it.
Mm.
All right, then. If we've all got torches, if we're all armed,
let's see what we've got down here. Yeah.
Right. Well, since I've got the rifle, I'll probably
to
take
stay
point.
Up top.
To what end? It would be leaving them in an awfully vulnerable position.
Yeah, I don't see it helping.
Okay.
I think it might actually be more dangerous for them than anything. I mean, boring, obviously, but potentially very, very dangerous.
Okay. Those three of you who have not ventured into the large tunnel before, the smell is indescribable.
Nick, I've got two cats. you don't need to tell me about indescribable smells.
I mean, Peanut will frequently wake us up with the odour of a woofer that he has produced, and it is 100 times worse than that. It is the smell of 100 cloven sunfish. And I'd like you all to make sanity rolls, except for Tom, who has already done so.
Oh, 94.
50.
Kate, you're losing a point of sanity.
0.5.
Okay.
Shandy is fine. She's smelled worse in various...
in the staff room.
Functional events that she's been to. Oliver.
Yep, made a 15 out of 70.
Still carrying the axe, covered in blood.
Yes.
Seems fine. He's fine.
No, I think I had a shower since then.
Okay, right.
He licks the axe.
You don't want to just walk along covered in blood if you think there might be a dangerous creature around. I mean, that's...
there is a...
Lack of regard for self-preservation, I think.
It is absolutely glooped up to the nines with slime here. Sometimes it goes a few feet down. You know, the floor looks even, but that's because the slime is sort of at a constant level. But the actual rock is variable, and so often
that's the small tunnel. I thought it looked. Didn't think it looked as bad as the big one.
Oh, if you gloop down the large tunnel, the small tunnel, one at a time.
Well, yeah, I thought we were going down this one, because going down to the other one...
The upper one, yeah.
...meant that we'd have to be thinking a bit Ooh. More about the...
Who's going first?
...tide and so on, and I was going first because I've got the rifle.
Right, okay. The same thing happens as you struggle through the dense, tight, womb-like, slimy gap, and to be kind of reborn in this nightmarish uterus on the other side... So you all have to make similar sanity rolls. It isn't so deep on this level, but it is thick with slime. Fairly short, after about 20 feet, the tunnel slopes downwards and connects with another tunnel below.
A third tunnel.
Well, not really. It looks like the tunnel that Tom shone his torch down.
Okay, then I've slightly lost track of where we are. Okay.
Yeah, I think it goes down, and the other one was going up, so they've sort
if
of...
If I...
We're at a kind of a Y-shape. Ha-ha! Yes,
come
there we go.
Down. This is a side view.
Yeah.
You've come across this tunnel, drop down into the tunnel that Tom saw.
Right, and there isn't one underneath them, of course.
No. Why would you think so? Spot hidden, Ophelia, by the way.
Sorry?
A spot hidden.
Spot hidden for me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. 24.
You sort of come to. You don't quite remember what you were talking on the radio. You thought you'd check in the medical. Well, it wasn't the medical bay. You put them in mostly in the storage area.
I thought we left them mostly in their bunks.
Can't quite remember. You remember sort of heading down to the bowels of the ship, and now you're up here, and you're very happy up here.
Hmm.
You don't want to go back down.
Feels very constricted every time I look at the anyways.
Don't think about it. Don't think about it. But as you're looking down in the sea, you're minded of that time you were sailing through the Sargasso Sea and you saw the luminous algae in the water. And you marvelled at the way it sort of moved around the ship and responded to your movement, except this is very, well, quite deep down in the bay. And it's kind of a luminous, large shape. It's not algae, it's something. It's barely visible, but you can see it sort of squatting in the bay.
It's a giant toad.
Yeah, I mean, does it look like sort of, has he got limbs?
It's really hard to see. You can't really make, it looks like a kind of amorphous, but.
Is it moving, or is it, you know, is it possibly an old statue?
Is it moving? Or is that the water lapping over it? Is it? Don't know. Maybe. Yeah, maybe. Or is it?
I might radio the others and see how they're getting on.
Says Ophelia in the darkness.
You're all in the cave, aren't you?
You'd like to think that to reassure yourself, wouldn't you? Either that or we're doing very poor Donald Duck impressions. So hard to say.
And the walkie-talkie on, is it Shandy's belt?
Mm-hmm.
I guess you've all got a walkie-talkie. They all kind of give off a faint kind of expiring duck noise.
They've usually got the little Morse beeper, haven't they?
They have. Even the kids' ones have got one of those. It's annoying.
Since we don't know what she's trying to say, we'll just... confirm okay.
Okay.
You know. Just a
short. The Morse beep. They come back with a Morse beep, which you, with your seamanship, very rapidly recognises.
Yeah.
A-okay? Question mark.
I'll just reply back with okay. They're okay anyway, that's fine.
It echoes very loudly through the tunnel. From all of your walkie-talkies.
Jesus Christ. Beep, 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 beep. Anyway.
The tunnel, it continues into the darkness, probably about 40 feet. And
right.
Ends in a slightly wider cave that is absolutely juiced up to the arse with slime.
Juiced up to the arse.
Except one corner of the cave. Sausage shaped. Come on. Does it have to be so phallic?
If it's sausage shaped, it's not phallic. I mean, if it's a phallus shape, then that's phallic.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Okay. I realise the two things are almost... Better.
As the song has it, a thing's a phallic symbol if it's longer than it's wide.
It's a lovely old hymn, isn't it?
One corner of the cave, and probably about 6 feet back from it, you know, weirdly regular kind of arc, semi-circle, not quite, but an arc, a circular arc, a wedge of pie, if you like. If you like pie. And at the back of that part of the cave, there's rocks have been piled against the wall.
And is there slime there?
That is the one part of the cave that doesn't have slime in it. The rest of the cave is juiced up to the arse with slime.
But there's nothing else in it?
In the cave? Mm. No, just this pile of rocks against the wall.
This is really strange.
Listen rolls for all of you in the cave. And,
well, I don't think it's going to be 47.
Spot hidden for Ophelia.
25. Bollocks. No, missed it.
I missed it.
No, 55.
17.
We die without ever knowing what killed us. Although, to be honest, it's Cthulhu. If we'd seen it,
it would
same
have killed
answer.
Us anyway. Yeah.
In Cthulhu, that's
we still wouldn't know.
But no, I did, in fact, hear it. Sorry.
Oliver, where are you in the marching order? Are you're with the beer, aren't you, at the back?
They didn't tell me about
subtle.
The beer.
Very subtle.
You can probably get some sun back for that beer. Takes the edge off.
Not for the kind of beer that Nick drinks, no.
That's true, it's the opposite effect.
I discovered presumably this week, or I learned this week, that Tom Holland, of recent Spider-Man movies fame, has his own brand of non-alcoholic beer. It's called Beero, which is a terrible, terrible name. But the most amusing thing about it is that he tried to buy some, I think, in a Target, and even though it's non-alcoholic, you still have to show ID, and he produced his British passport, and they refused to accept it.
Why?
So he couldn't buy his own beer.
Because it wasn't a driving licence.
Is he still under 21?
He's not.
No.
He's way over 21. The thing is, he's quite short and young-looking, which is why he gets cast from things like Spider-Man. He's got that Michael J. Fox thing about him that he's not, you know, he doesn't look quite his age. But he's not like he's 70 or anything. He's not one, you know, he's not freakish. Eventually, apparently, another member of staff came across who was very helpful and said that they, you know, she did understand the passport. What's very likely is that somebody recognised him and they all thought, oh my God, he's not going to stand for a selfie if we won't sell him his beer.
Here's your birth date in IMDb, that'll do.
But yeah, most people say, why the hell do they have to card people so that you can buy non-alcoholic beer?
My guess would be because it's a liquor store. But
no, it wasn't. It was Target. Okay. But it's apparently
I got the prop for all of it.
Non-alcoholic beer can still have a trace of alcohol.
But yeah, so
and that's enough that they have to card them.
Orange juice.
It's very hard to completely clear the alcohol percentage.
Hey, come on.
Anyway,
Oliver, where were you?
Say hello, everyone.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Look, weird people. Look at that. Look at those people.
She's not. Hello,
we've
man.
Got weird people at home, Dad.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, weird people at home. Don't stand on there, you'll fall off.
You could
off.
Buy Shandy Bass when we were kids.
Can you not anymore?
No, but you they must still sell it.
Oliver!
You can buy me Bass anytime.
You say that, but...
Not
you know,
at the front, but near the front. I think
somebody must have said, well, I'm sure they still sell laudanum. They could get it when I was a kid, so they must still sell it. But at some point they stopped. So maybe Shandy's similar. Anyway, sorry, carry on. Nick, yes.
You could get Shandy when I was a kid.
I'm just distracted by...
I've been recently reminded by listening to all Yogi recordings why they put in the no cats in the recording room ban. Because everybody will say, oh, kitty!
It
wasn't
help,
the noise.
Didn't Yorick fall in the bath and Helen burst in at one point? Yorick's fallen in the bath!
Oh,
not quite
I miss those recordings.
Yeah. You're asking where...
I'm thinking it through.
Yeah, because I have an axe, so I don't want to be right at the back.
How much did you make it by, Oliver? Was it a normal success?
What, the listen?
Yeah.
17 hours of 25, so yeah, normal success.
Okay. You hear... A click. It's very hard to tell where that came from. It didn't sound like it came from anyone's walkie-talkie.
It's an attack dolphin.
I had a lovely date with a dolphin. We just clicked.
let me make a...
Name with elf left there.
No, I think it's an idea roll for Oliver. Which he just barely makes.
Okay, what's your idea?
Gum! He shouts. Dodges sideways.
Okay. Oliver suddenly shouts gun and steps sideways and disappears as he steps into about 6 feet worth of slime.
Hello.
So, those in the cave who are just wondering what to do, Oliver shouts gun and steps sideways and much like would have caused Stuart Hall some amusement in It's a Knockout. We don't talk about Stuart Hall anymore. He disappears into a huge gloop of slime.
I spin may around. Regret this, which is, you know, the better sword.
Got cat hairs floating around.
Go back up the tunnel.
I'm going to spin around and bring my weapon to my shoulder and see what we're dealing with. So it's like a lemur has just wandered in.
Thomas spins round. Olive, Shandy, what are you up to?
There's the click behind us.
You didn't hear it. You just heard Oliver say, gun!
Oliver say, splash. Which direction is Oliver?
Down.
He was right next to you.
I'll turn around as well. That seems to be what's happening.
Okay. And Doctor?
I was heading for cover.
Okay. The Doctor dives for cover. Make a luck roll, Doctor.
How deep are you going?
Where's my luck? Yeah, I make my luck roll by loads, by 30.
Okay. You sort of... are you crouching for cover or are you diving for cover?
Crouching for cover. I'm finding some cover.
Okay, you step to one side, step into much deeper slime than you're expecting, but it doesn't go over your breathe hole. So you're
by example.
Okay.
Otherwise known as glub glub.
Oliver, do you have swim?
I have it even above, slightly above default.
Let's have a roll. You can swim, but you weren't expecting to having to be swimming right now.
That would be a no.
Okay. Unfortunately, you take in a mouthful of slime. It makes you cough and you panic. Okay, you are thrashing about in the slime currently. Tom and Shandy both spin round to see a figure silhouetted in your torchlight. The dim light of the outdooriness, the sun, is behind this figure who is moving down the cave. It is indeed Arnold Rothman.
And he's armed?
Grimace on his face. Two of them. And both of them are holding a rifle,
He's got two grimaces or what?
No, one grimace, two arms.
Right.
And both of those arms are holding a weapon.
I was confused as to whether he'd got two grimaces or there were two people.
In some ways, it's a grimace for the ages.
I am going to shoot him.
Oh, okay. Right.
Because he's clearly just armed his weapon and... I mean, I'm not going to try and kill him.
Okay, well, he's in the middle of saying, step back when you shoot him.
Yeah, you don't make demands of a man who's got a rifle pointed at you, do you?
Okay. Ophelia... You didn't make your spot hidden. So it is not until the thing rears up out of the ocean over the side of the boat that you realise it was moving and getting closer all along. It has got dark enough that you can see the bizarre luminosity in the shapeless mass that looms up over the hull of the ship.
Bang, 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 bang.
Okay. This is all happening simultaneously. So let's start with Dex rolls for the people in the cave. Oliver is not currently doing anything. The Doctor is basically spending a whole round dodging. So I'll give you a bonus to dodge, Doctor. So Tom and Shandy, what are your dexterities?
80.
80?
What?
16.
Bloody hell.
I've got 17 decks.
Arnold. Oh, he's quite dexterous, but not as dexterous as neither of you two. As either of you two, I should say.
Right.
Commerce. Step, but, he says.
Well, I mean, I might miss.
But... what he says next depends very much on what your role is.
11. the cat's on my character sheet. I can't... Madeline, come out of the drawer. Yeah, right. Cat hairs flying everywhere. Yes, I was going to be using a rifle, wasn't I? I've only got 80%. So 11 is a hit, isn't it?
Now, would you like maximum damage or double damage?
Let's not get cocky. I'm just going for body mass, you know. I need to stop him from potentially killing everybody. I'll just go for double, shall I?
All right, he attempts to dodge out of the way.
What of a bullet? Good luck, mate.
His head explodes! 93. He doesn't...
stuck in the slime, eh?
Alright.
He falls into the barrel of
you're
the
you're going
barrel.
For what? Double your roll or maximum damage?
I'm going for double. Well, he does 2d6 plus 4, apparently.
That's a worryingly low number of hit points my super baddie has.
He'll be fine. 13.
Fuck's sake.
Times 2.
You know that bit when I, in Masks, oh, when I shit. Had that super baddie in China, the sorcerer, and you just shot him through the top of the head?
Yeah, sorry. 13 is, of course, not doubled. Because it's an odd number, so it's actually 26, as Mark just...
I'm going to give him a con roll to see whether he manages to maintain his body integrity as he dies. i.e., whether you jib him or not. he does maintain in a vaguely human shape as you drop him to minus 16 hit points in one shot.
May have just missed a little bit from body mass and gone centre mass and gone straight for centre face.
Okay, so a lot of things happen at once.
You probably just shot him around sort of the chest area.
Oliver drops in a big pile of glue and starts drowning. Well, it doesn't come back up again.
We need to deal with that.
The doctor jumps to one side. Shandy turns to see Arnold Rothman, crazed ex-cultist, say, step... and then his head explodes as he drops to the floor, dead.
Could you ask him what was going on?
Oh, there he is.
Meanwhile, Ophelia, a formless mass of horrifying provenance, leaps up out of the sea. Sanity roll, please, Ophelia.
Boris Johnson.
Oh, yes, actually. Would you believe this time I make a bloody sanity roll?
Well,
16.
It's a good job because you owned your dues.
Because otherwise I'd get agoraphobia as well.
Spend your rest of your life just in a doorway.
Okay, it's just a d6. One!
Bizarre. Only 7 points lost then this adventure.
Most well, that's good.
Through just looking at people going, ooh.
What is your dexterity?
My dexterity is not great. Actually, no, it's 11.
That is much better than this creature that is leaping up over the side of the ship to attack
you. She's not that bad.
Bang.
Okay.
Not quite sure if I told you how to reload, but you'll get the hang of it.
Well, no, I'm planning on 6 shots and then I'm out of here.
When you empty it, you can then throw the gun. That's what the professionals do. Hello, sweetheart.
Oh, Madeline. So sweet. Okay, let's have some attack rolls.
Okay.
You're right. It's terrifyingly closer than your dex in yards.
That's fine. Don't worry about it because I've just rolled 99.
Okay. Click.
Did I not put any bullets in?
I'm pretty sure it's not meant to do that.
Madeline. She's taken again the microphone. Apologies for anyone at home wondering what the noise was.
That's the noise of the creature in the water coming towards Ophelia. Yeah. Click. What are you doing, Ophelia? It's coming at you very quickly.
I'm just going to turn around and...
It's very realistic.
Okay. In which direction?
The shore.
You swing yourself over the other side of the ship, scurry down a rope ladder... and head off as quickly as you can.
Can we actually put an actual gangplank type thing?
Oh yeah, okay, sense. Yeah, you run down the gangplank.
Don't say yeah? It would have made sense. That undermines the likelihood of us having done it.
The creature lands on the ship. You feel the gangplank shaking. If it is a creature...
I am... Okay, so as soon as I'm down and as soon as I'm a little bit away from it, SOS.
Okay. Further things are happening in the cave. Oliver, let's have another swimming roll.
This happened in Pendragon, it didn't end well. Well, make that one, just barely.
Oliver emerges, gloop-faced from the slime, and at that moment, beep, 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 emerges from your walkie-talkies all at once.
Well, that's not SOS.
All right, the other one.
Does anyone recognise that?
OSO.
Did anyone order Esso?
I ordered an espresso.
I'm going to run forward. I'll just assume my target is down since I've seen where he got hit. I'm going to run forward and grab Oliver's arm and try and pull him out.
He's already making his way out, but you help
yeah,
him out.
But, you know, he made his way in quite spectacularly. I don't know if he can do the same again getting out.
Yes, probably wise.
We can only communicate via Morse, and if it's SOS, it may be a bit late for that. Should we just abandon everything here and head back?
I think we have to.
Yeah, we can come back to this thing another time.
Yeah.
Right, everybody out. Leave him. We'll not Oliver the body.
I'm just
we'll
going to do
back.
A quick search on the body before we go. Because the bottom
okay.
of the cave might get water in it. Loose change. High tide.
There's an old book.
I'll grab the book.
Not much else, really.
I'll
just
take the rifle.
The rifle, which you grab the rifle. They're the obvious things you find. He's got a sleeping bag on his back. He's got a bit of food.
Oh, that will cushion the fall. I'm feeling happier now about knocking him over backwards.
Yes.
Yeah. He hasn't got a beacon. He hasn't got a beacon, has he?
He hasn't got a beacon.
We had a missing beacon.
He has got a beacon.
We take the beacon.
Okay, while the others methodically search a corpse, Ophelia charges horrified from the creature behind her, which is now slurping horribly and moving, rushing towards you. It puts you in mind of a kind of a subway train rushing down the tunnel towards you, Ophelia.
Is it going quicker? I mean, I'm going reasonably quickly.
It's
size 18.
About as fast as you. If you don't stop running ever, it will never catch up with you.
Well, I'm kind of thinking I'm going to run towards where the others are anyway.
Okay. Okay. What are you doing with the walkie-talkie?
I'm just going to let it dangle now again. Or back on the belt or whatever.
Okay. Okay. You know... Okay,
I mean,
I've been
sending SOS as I've been running down, but now I need to actually basically just
okay.
concentrate on
the
that.
SOS stops as you find those in the cave, as you drop what's left of Arnold's body to the floor.
Clearly it must mean everything's fine again.
Yeah, I'll get out onto the cliff top and make a call.
Okay, you guys scramble out quickly.
We know we can actually speak to her if we're out of the... out of the tunnel and on the cliff, so I'll get out as quickly as possible and make a call from there.
I think, Ophelia, what would be a good endurance roll here?
Con's traditional.
Con times 10.
I mean, I feel bad for saying that, because Ophelia...
has no con.
Yeah, but con times 10 is probably okay, isn't it?
Yeah, con times 10 would be fine, wouldn't it? Let's have a con by 5 roll.
How about an average of con and strength?
Alright, I'm going to give you the adrenaline pumping through your large frame. It gives you that. So what's that, 14?
13, 13 hit points, isn't it? So.
Oh yeah, okay.
I've rolled 22, though.
Something is giving you a kind of an incentive to keep running very quickly.
Almost like I'm
whatever could it be?
Some big slime monster thing. So is it sort of slimy, or is it kind of appendages type thing?
Things are forming in it. I mean, you're not looking at it very closely.
No, I'm mostly.
But it was kind of. It's really hard to tell. It's just like a blob of slime.
Yeah,
but...
you know, I think Steve McQueen gave us completely unrealistic expectations about the speed the blobs moved.
Yeah, this is a fast blob. Let's say that Tom gets to the top of the rope first. And in the almost twilight, it's not quite as dark as that, down over the other side of the island, you can see... a to-do down by the ship.
A to-do?
A to-do. A shamozzle, if you like.
Possibly even a stramash.
One of those, very much one of those things. As
but the actual word is shoggoth.
Nobody, don't say that. You can't say it. It's like zombies in a zombie film.
Nobody Shibboleth. Knows what it is.
A feeler is running from something... You can't quite make it out, but you can see her fairly small figure, and that's not because she's small, she's quite far away.
I do understand how
okay,
that works.
Yeah. Running, scrambling for purchase right. up the thing. Around about this time, the Doctor, Oliver and Shandy, join you on the side of the mountain.
Yeah, we've got a problem. We need to get back there, but I'm not quite sure what we can do. Why hasn't she lit the beacon?
Ophelia, what are you doing?
Running for my life.
Okay, all right. Okay.
I'm going to go. Call me old-fashioned. I don't want to stop and die.
It's fair. I think that's fair.
Yeah, I just thought, you know, there's some sort of thing behind her. Maybe it's scared of fire.
Who will know? Because Ophelia is not standing there lighting a candle.
Who's got the very pistol? Right. Well, we may know at some point then. Or it may do bugger all, and
She seems rather perturbed.
Yeah. Oh, she's waving. Hello. we should head towards her and see what assistance we can give.
And now I can't see how to comprehensively wrap this up in 5 minutes. See how to comprehensively wrap it up in about 12 minutes, but 5 minutes might be pushing it a bit.
Mm.
Well, let's take 12 then.
Yeah, you don't want to, you know, have an anticlimactic ending just because you pressed for time because we were late. Sorry.
Okay, Ophelia, you're charging up the... Let's have a dex by five roll. It's not the adrenaline this time, it's the rocky...
I've rolled 4-0.
You are a effing gazelle.
Bloody right.
Ringing your way.
Can I just say, I think even I in real life would actually manage to go past a slow trot.
This is Olympic level mountain hopping, hill hopping. As you're moving towards her, as it's moving towards you, this thing that's chasing her becomes more visible. And let's have a sanity roll for everyone else in the party who isn't
Ophelia.
Absolute
bastard. Oh, shog off.
0-4.
Well done. Well done, Oliver. Shandy?
What is my sanity? Less than that.
Okay. Oliver, you lose 4 points of sanity. Dr. Crippen, you lose 2 points of sanity.
I've seen worse back aboard the ship when I was doing it. Yeah.
The captain, you lose...
You assumed I failed. I didn't say I failed.
Oh, did you fail?
Badly, yes.
7 points of sanity.
Ah!
Shandy. Oh, come on, it was a D20. You lose 5 points of sanity.
Right, I may be a little
I'm disappointed.
Bit upset.
No roll for Tom and Shandy, please.
Oh, a no roll. Sorry, points. I was thinking. All right, then I won't make it.
No roll.
You mean a no roll?
Sandy has no idea what the significance of a giant blob trying to eat her companion is.
I've rolled a 36. My no is 70, so that means no ill effects. I think that's what the no stands for.
Good
isn't
job.
It?
Let me roll a d10 for me, Captain Crunch.
3.
Ooh. Sexy.
Don't say that like it means something.
Now he's going to be aggro.
I've never heard those words.
Together
before.
They fight crime.
Indoorways.
Oh, that's indefinite. Okay. Okay. You're a military man. Kill it.
Yes.
5 rounds rapid. And keep shooting at it until it's dead.
Yeah, that seems reasonable.
Okay.
You know,
that was actually my plan. Let's be honest.
I feel that's most unfair. That's what I
blob with wings there.
She's getting closer. That thing is right on her heels, and it is rolling across. It's kind of in a most disturbing way that has upset all of you to some degree, some more than others. Tom is kind of having some flashback to Goose Green, maybe. He's just shooting at the enemy. Shandy is an unimaginative girl and is less disturbed by it. The thing is rolling across the mountain towards you all.
Yeah, but Dummin will have taken it down before it gets here, don't worry.
Keep okay. Alright, you can cross off some ammo, Tom.
I'm just assuming I won't have any by the time it arrives, so I can't shoot myself.
Well, you've got...
May I have to just stab myself in the roof of the mouth with my knife?
What's your hit percentage? 80%.
80
basically means
rifle.
You're going to hit 8 out of 10.
Wow.
I mean,
that's how it works.
I'm impressed with my own mathematics skill. What's kind of how many shots does a automatic rifle have?
Well, 20, 30 odd. Depends what sort it is.
Did you establish what it was?
It's an assault rifle of some kind. 16, isn't
it? SLR, yeah.
I thought we said M16, but yeah,
something anyway.
Yeah, I think it's between 20 and 30.
All right, you shoot off all your shots in that time.
You shoot the magazine, basically.
Of which 80% hit, so I will cross off the...
And do no very little?
Yes.
All right.
Fix
bayonets!
Jeez. Okay. Goodness. Anyone else doing anything while Tom is loosing his weapons upon the beast? They're hitting it, but there's just kind of a dull... The noise is from the gun, but when it hits the creature... All right, it's a Shoggoth. When it hits the Shoggoth...
Does it slow it down in any way?
Not in the least.
And yet it is getting gradually heavier. You think it would think that mere in physics would
80 years it will die of lead poisoning. Except
unless it drinks lots of tea.
It doesn't have the physiology which bothers it in it such a way.
What was the name of the Shoggoth that I played?
We could rush to
Benny?
Lenny?
Benny, wasn't it?
Benny the Shoggoth.
Benny, yeah.
Benny the Shoggoth.
We could rush to the helicopter.
The one that's behind the thing that's charging towards
us. Mm-hmm. Circle round.
That's true. That is much closer than the ship.
It is going to take a long time to get it started, though, I imagine.
Really?
Longer than you would like, I expect.
Maybe somebody could go and get it started.
And also...
While the rest of us run Benny Hill-like. Does anyone have a small bald man we can pat on the head?
Doesn't it only take one person?
I'm a small bald man. No, it's a multi...
Oh,
multi...
okay. How close do I need to be to get the flare gun to shoot at it?
Pretty close, because it's not...
It's not like a gun so much. But that said, that problem is solving itself pretty rapidly.
As it gets closer and closer.
Yes. Yeah.
I'll get to the helicopter.
If I get any air in my lungs at all, I will scream at them to run.
Okay.
We head to the helicopter.
Ophelia screams at you to run.
I head off to the helicopter.
Shandy sort of sets off at a right angle.
I'm going the same way.
Tom's standing there shooting. Oliver, what's your plan?
Have I got any more ammunition?
I will run in a sort of 60 degrees away from the helicopter to try to split the pursuit somewhat.
Okay, so you two are splitting up.
Let me just make an idea roll. I may shout, fire! Everything hates fire!
Haven't got any fire!
Yes, we have.
There's a very pistol in the party.
I know.
If we can get it to land on the bonfire...
I'm too far from the
get itself fire, covered in aviation fuel and stuff, we're fine.
Dr. Krim, are you standing next to Tom, who's just standing there shooting?
No, she's gone off with Shan. Very sensibly, she's gone straight towards the helicopter.
Okay, Shandy and the doctor have headed towards the helicopter. I mean, you're going tangentially. There will come a point, Doctor, where you're close enough, you reckon you could probably fire your flare gun. Meanwhile, Oliver's heading in the other direction. Ophelia, which direction are you running?
I'm heading straight towards the guy with the big gun.
Okay. All right. So Ophelia is just heading straight forward. Doctor, let's have a shooty-shoot roll. Jesus. Okay. Yeah. A pistol roll, I guess? It's the same principle. Yeah, it's within your... Horrifying, it's within your dex in yard, so you can double your pistol roll.
I can do what?
Double your roll. You can have double your skill.
And what's my skill in pistol?
Whatever base is, if I haven't mentioned 20. It otherwise.
20.
Yeah, so 40.
I have rolled 40.
Oh! It's a good shot. The flare thuds into it, burning at the back, and then it goes, and there's a dull kind of thud and an ignitey noise muffled by slime. And I think I'll let you roll 66 damage for that.
Six?
Yeah. You can have less if it's easier on the mouth.
27.
Oh! It erupts in a kind of a ball of slimy flame around about the time it reaches Captain Crunch and Ophelia, who has run out of road. And then it rears up in a flaming ball of slime and kind of flops down in a finally...
Got it.
Says Tom, as the Shoggoth lands on top of him, dealing... What's your hit points, Tom?
Well, not enough to... No. I've only got 8 left, but look at this.
Well,
I had a lot more, but frankly, it's been a rough couple of days.
Okay, it's got 100% chance to hit, and it's rolling 8d6.
Thought I got to dodge. I'll give up my attack next round.
Dodge.
No.
Why not?
I'm trying.
You
I'm
can
trying.
Roll your dodge then. You
what, you're just going to ignore it?
Let's see what it is.
Well, look, I've rolled 2, so there.
0-2.
0-2.
You do the only thing you can think of, which is leap backwards off the cliff, because it's everywhere else. So you fall about...
Slide down with the rope?
Onto the jagged rocks.
Don't kill him.
And the
Piggy's head
seals.
Starts opened and red stuff comes out. Let's say you roll. You fall about 30 feet onto your back. Dex roll. Dex by 3. I was all set to kill you there. You shit.
51. So he gets 38. My dex by 3 is 51.
Fucking hell.
I can reuse these as NPCs, it's fine.
Alright, you take 3 points of damage from a wrench to your left knee, which will cause you...
It's throwing a wrench. If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a...
It triggers off degenerative joint disease, which in 30 years you greatly regret. You hope.
There are a lot of things I'm greatly regretting. I don't need to wait 30 years.
Ophelia, this thing is right behind you. Tom is going, and then just leaps backwards. What are you doing? The thing, you feel the thing behind you rearing up like a A slimy bastard.
I'm going to try. I'm going to carry on to the thing. Tom seems to think it's you can kind of slide down the cliff or something. I'll have a go.
So you're running forwards at full pelt and then just jumping.
If only you'd brought an umbrella. You could have put it up.
Let's have, first of all, a dodge roll to see if you avoid the slimy creature's attack.
To be fair, I think it's pretty safe that I'm going to die anyway, but let's have a go. Oh, mind you, I've got a good dodge. And I've rolled 4. I've rolled this the wrong
this
way
This is the stuff.
Fuck y'all. Okay, you fall 10 feet onto your knee. You take 1 point of damage as you stumble down by the side. Yes, the knees are just very knee-heavy action session. You stumble down. The thing kind of thuds into the ground behind you. You feel a kind of crash on the floor. And then it veers off in another direction. And the direction it veers off we're in is... Oliver, do you like odds or evens?
Never tell me the odds.
Yeah, go for it. Go for odd.
Odd. It veers off in the direction of the one black guy in the party.
I mean, it was going to happen.
He hasn't died first.
Or at all, yet. I mean, come on.
Maybe he did, and we just don't know
yet.
It
might be. I mean, he's covered in slime. It might be like in Predator.
Mm.
You know? Like Dutch.
What are you waiting for? Kill me!
Death's too good for him.
If I don't get to kill any of you, I'm going to be very put out. Sorry. That's not... It's not
so
a confrontational game.
If you run back to the fire now...
can't do it. You've got a grazed knee. I appear to have broken my back, but you've got a grazed knee. I can't believe it.
Shandy and the doctor, within a few minutes, you're back at the chopper, the helicopter, the
whirly bird,
the sky chopper, the whirly gig. The...
Can you pilot this thing?
Spin monkey.
She is our pilot.
You are
she?
Our pilot. Okay.
Shandy, make a helicopter pilot. Turn this thing on very quickly, roll, please.
Yes.
Okay. She's pulling all manner of levers and touching knobs, and the rotors are starting to spin.
Not the first time.
Oliver, dodge roll as you are chased by a giant slime creature. Where are you heading? What's your long-term plan? Are you trying to circle round to
long-term.
The...
Yeah, I mean, I'm,
where are you going in life? Where do you see yourself in 10 years?
I was on a timeshare.
I was going to distract it from chasing us, but apparently that hasn't happened. So, I mean, yeah, the basic idea is to sort of more or less circle, stay vaguely near the helicopter, so if something happens, you know, a miracle happens, I can actually dash to the helicopter.
Okay, well, let's have a dodge roll.
Can I ask? Does the helicopter have its own very pistol?
Yes.
Its own what pistol?
Very pistol.
Yeah, must have.
Look at our face.
Oliver, what was your dodge roll?
0.7.
Oh, fuck off.
Every single bad roll that we've had all the way through has basically...
Your mistake, Mr. GM, was stocking the party with clones of Bruce Lee.
Okay. It thuds into the ground behind you, but somehow you roll out of the way. As you're circling towards the helicopter, it then starts rolling towards the whirly-gig rotor blades of the...
Take off.
The Moulinex of Doom.
Shandy, let's have another pilot roll. You started the helicopter very quickly.
17.
Oh, fuck's sake. Okay, so you...
Up we go.
Up you go. Doctor, what are you doing?
I'm looking for the flare pistol that will be on the helicopter.
Yes, you find the flare pistol.
Excellent.
It's on the helicopter.
And they're going to hang out the window and take aim at that bloody great big blob. But I'm not leaning all the way out.
Let's have an attack roll, but you're not having your double decks because you're on a helicopter.
But she's shooting down.
I roll at a 0.6.
There are 86 worth of damage.
Oh, bless you.
66 worth of damage.
How many? Six?
Six.
66, yeah. Oh, it's just your face. Nick, that face was wonderful.
What a pity to hide it under that beard.
Oh, bless you.
Magnificent, 26. Isn't it?
26.
You've only fucking killed it. There is a huge eruption of blubbery mess as the thing burns, shrieks in a most unholy way. You can all lose 3 points of sanity. You're dead.
Yay!
Dead.
All of us? Jesus, yes, Christ.
You hear it.
But even those over on the, over the other side of the cliff?
Yes, you hear it.
Even Arnold. Even Arnold.
Yes, especially those
Arnold
on the other side of the cliff.
Wakes up for a moment and looks sad.
Shrieks like a Napalm children's choir.
Several days later, a ship comes to the island.
We were going to go back and dig out that corner, by the way.
Too late now, isn't it? That's what you needed to defeat the shark. You should have thought about that in the first place.
Okay.
Yes, you can. In the...
Is there a piccolo in there?
In the okay, it takes a while to dig out the dig out the rocks. You find an old steamer trunk, which is locked. But in the time you have available to you, and given the time it is, you manage to open it. Oh, in fact, you find a key on what remains of Arnold, which opens the trunk. It contains a sealed metal case wrapped in oilskins and covered in grease. Inside the case are two sheathed silver swords.
Sorry, how big is this case? Jesus, I was expecting something.
It's a steamer trunk.
No, but there was a case inside.
Well, it's a case slightly smaller than a steamer trunk.
Right, that's impressive.
There is a strange looking crown made of crystal or something, hardened glass or something like that. There is a small scepter. A leather bound, a leather,
leather.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Leather bound, but.
Does that mean it's rabbit leather?
It's actually deep one skin. With silver clasps and hinging. It was written in the 9th century, in Middle English.
So none of us can read it. Well, that's fine.
No.
But only there was such a thing as eBay. We'll have to put it in the glass.
When you take it to a university years later, it describes the formation of a fertility cult worshipping the Deep Ones, sacrifices Mother Hydra and Father Dagon. The properties of the swords are that they are able to hit, able to damage creatures from beyond the veil. And there is a collection of Spanish gold.
We might keep that bit.
Not necessarily mentioning that. I think we've earned it, to be perfectly honest with everybody.
Yeah, I don't think we should mention that for now.
The book that you find on Arnold is the original Hamilton's diary. And over years later, after you're rescued, because you are... A rescue mission comes from Port Stanley a few days later after you disappear. You discover that he is the grandson of one of the cultists that was on the original island.
Of course. And
his grandfather told him of hidden treasure on Griffin Island.
And there actually is some. I mean, isn't it supposed to turn out to be a horrible curse or something?
the real treasure was the homunculi we made along the way.
And there you have it. That would be the end of the Trail of Loathsome Slime. I will mention that I cut the number of Shoggoths that are on the island in half, because there's supposed to be two of them. I also added the means to defeat the Shoggoth in the chest, because there aren't any, but you found another way. What the crown would have done if you put it on, it's basically the thing from the end of Massive Nyarlathotep. It's a small bit of Shoggoth, which then melds into your brain. It would kill the user, but would give them temporary abilities to control any Shoggoths in the vicinity.
Yeah, it's not really a silver lining, is it?
More of a slimy lining. But it still managed to kill none of you in this incredibly lethal adventure that has
No, I'm surprised. It's a bit softy, that one.
Mm.
I think we were all just incredibly lucky with our rolls.
Those rolls at the end.
Which is
just
unusual for us.
Yeah.
I think we had about four or five rolls.
All below ten.
Considering the trouble I had with one slightly mental bloke on a ladder,
this is a rough old adventure. Like, this was the first Cthulhu Now adventure, so I wanted to try it. But one, you've not really got any reason to go on the expedition. Two, you can fail to go on the expedition. Three, it's very easy to get murdered before you get on the island. Mm. Four, when you get on the island, there's nothing actually. You can hit the Shoggoths with the metal sword, but all it does is normal damage, and you're fighting a Shoggoth with a sword, and there's two of them. And then it says, if the party is exceptionally strong and seems to have no trouble beating the Shoggoths, there is a second outbreak of ergotism on the return journey.
Really?
Why?
Well, do you know what? I've given up bread. No, I'm not eating any more bread products ever.
Is there anything else? A terrorist attack on the port when we pull in?
Yes.
Or
and then if they make it there, the ship sinks. After us? And if that happens, they all... Their
and
balls
suddenly
fall off.
You jump back a year during the invasion of the Falklands. And...
Yeah. And then a volcano erupts.
It does. Here is one of the suggestions for how to defeat the Shoggoth. I thought the flare gun seemed to be a fairly accurate way of doing it. One of the suggestions is, alternatively, a wrecked Argentinian aircraft containing armed missiles might be found, giving the investigators a powerful weapon.
What if we throw it really hard?
I don't know quite what you're expected to do with that.
Drop it
maybe
from the helicopter.
Just run along holding it, making aeroplane noise.
I mean, if we had a serious explosives tag in the party, maybe, but...
I'm going to have a few words with Mr. Roland.
It's not the most railroady Marcus Roland's game I've run, but it is quite railroady.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, thank you, Mr. Roland. It's very evocative.
It's fun.
It'd probably make a better novel than a game, but it was a very pulpy Cthulhu style.
And the scary thing is that, I mean, you know, that was written, you know, we've played it kind of almost like a historic adventure, but I mean, you know,
that's the terrifying. That is now a period piece. From 30, nearly 40 years ago. Over 40 years ago.
I think I've played it before.
How did you do that time?
I think that's why I know to use the very pistol.
I think I've played it before.
I mean,
wait a minute, I've played this before.
And so's my wife. It's a pretty lethal, given the Cthulhu. Yeah. The only
it
thing that saves you is
a strange sandwich, anyway, doesn't it?
they do fight each other, which helps.
Yeah.
But two Shoggoths is a bit rough. There is nothing about. So I haven't looked up what a flare gun does to Shoggoths, but it seems fair to me that a flare gun does a fair amount of damage.
Well, I mean, I will admit, having thought this is going to be a Shoggoth, that was one of the reasons why I was very keen on getting the signal fire ready if necessary.
Fair enough.
We can use this as a weapon, basically. Mm.
Well, I was going to give you the controller from Masks that you could control the Shoggoth, but no, you didn't. You decided not to go near the treasure. but he was waiting all the time. He didn't know where the cave was, so he went and hid and then watched you guys to see where the cave was. So that's as soon as you went in, that's where he followed you. He wasn't expecting you to turn around and shoot his head off as soon as...
If he just hadn't done that, then we would have gone and explored the cave with him.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, but the only reason we actually...
The problem, you were...
Well, only Oliver actually heard him.
If as soon as you'd landed, you'd be like, right, let's find this cave, he would have come with you. But you were all faffing about. He was desperate
to
find the cave.
Let's not freeze overnight. Yeah, wimpy things like that.
Anyway, there you are.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Nick.
You're welcome. I'll let you all go because it's late. But thank you for letting us run its course. You cheating bastards.
Can we roll our ticks?
No, you can fuck off.
Alright, see you later.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.